Ah, spring. Lambs are in the field. You can take your thermostat down a couple of notches. And you can smell the flowers. Sorry, hay fever. But I've taken my tablets, so it's not too bad. So I can go to the spring flower show. Beth Parsons has already been down to investigate what we can expect. She spoke to Nick Smith, flower show director, and she started by asking, what on earth is that suit?
Well, this is a subtle outfit we've got on today, which has got approximately 600 or 700 flowers individually stuck onto it. I am to jacket, hat, and the Wellingtons to match as well. And this is all for our haute couture theme at the Spring Flower Show this year.
Well, you look fabulous, Nick. And it's also to do with something called Wear a Flower Day. First time this has been done?
It absolutely is, yes. So what we're doing is we've decided National Wear a Flower Day will be on the first day of the Spring Flower Show. And what we're trying to do is encourage everybody to just be happy, wear a flower, and just make themselves feel more positive, and that's what it's all about.
Do you feel more positive right now? You're covered in flowers.
Positive's one word for it. No, do you know what it does? If you notice everyone around, it brings a smile to people's face, and that's really all it's about. All we're saying is that, you know, wearing flowers are positive things. Wearing flowers is a good thing, and if it cheers people up, then, you know, in a world of turmoil and war, this is what we want to see, something that makes you happy, even if just for a few hours.
Now, there is an incentive to get there early.
And what happens? The first 1,000 people that turn up on the first day of the flower show, what happens to them?
Absolutely. So the first 1,000 people at the flower show on Thursday the 20th, the day of National Wear a Flower Day, will all receive a free flower that they can put into their buttonhole and wear for the day. And it's, again, just to engage people and say, you know what, flowers are good, plants are good, and enjoy them while you can.
My home and garden show will be coming from the flower show on Friday. What, though, can I expect at the show? What is going on down there?
We're actually hosting an exhibition of haute couture, which is actually from New Zealand. So we've got a couturier coming across from New Zealand and creating 14 individual costumes inspired by botanical plants. And they will be on display throughout the 4 days of the show. And they're absolutely stunning. Huge, enormous gowns, all created by individual plants and flowers.
They can't last too long, will they?
Oh, no, these are all made from silks. These are not made from real flowers.
I was thinking, surely they'll have 24 hours.
No, these are actually fabric. They're actually fabric created, but each of them are inspired by a different flower, so a lily, a rose, a dahlia, and so on. And they really are spectacular, and this is their first time that they're going to be seen in Europe, so we're really looking forward to hosting that as part of the flower show.
So the Harrogate Spring Flower Show starting tomorrow right through till Sunday.